All right, 720 WGN. This is The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time to carry out. Here are today's top stories. What the hell is happening in Chicago? No, that wasn't a Lions fan saying that. Nope, that was the President of the United States talking about how our city... He's actually talking to our city, about our city, to some FBI trainees, then slammed the FBI. You know, standard graduation fare. But I have to say, the president isn't wrong in his assessment that violence in this city is unacceptable. We agree on that part. But there's the guy at your office that rolls up his sleeves and tries to solve it, and then there's the guy who just complains about it between bites of his taco salad in the break room. Trump also took care to really let it be known his disdain for our town by repeating itself four or five times. What the hell's happening in Chicago? I mean, what the... And don't be fooled. He's not doing it because he cares. He's doing it because he and the mayor of this town are in a national peeing contest. Emanuel started the latest round by saying Chicago was a Trump-free zone on the Colbert Show. And Trump, as he says all the time, likes to hit back. And this was the hit back. When I saw Emanuel say that on Colbert, that's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, oh, come on. Well, that Emanuel shouldn't speak for Chicago since he really only got 30% in the polls. And that doesn't make you Chicago. So the lesson here, go fight each other behind the bar and keep our city's name out both your mouths. Does that sound good? It sounds good. In national news, Republicans got two wayward senators back on board for the new tax plan. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said they were against the new plan, but they're both politicians. That means saying and voting, two different things, right? They both came around today, and that means that a vote is on deck for early next week. Cryptic tweets have people guessing about the political future of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. The suggestion is that he may retire after the midterms in 2018, gut Medicare and just ride into the Janesville sunset. Maybe he can open up a gym in his garage. Get out the old Def Leppard poster. Just curl. Hi, I'm former Congressman Paul Ryan. Curl! Bench! Press! Curl! Get the old headband out of the closet. Yeah. A new WAPO story. That's better than the Washington Post, right? We all agree on that. Can we all agree? Can we all come together as a country? WAPO. The new WAPO is reporting that the Trump administration forbid the Center for Disease Control from using seven words in their upcoming budget. They were the no-brainers like vulnerable or the word fetus, you know, standard stuff. But the two getting everybody riled up are evidence-based and science-based. They can't use those words. So the CDC can't say that funding is required based on evidence or science. How about the phrase, off the top of my head? That one works? Or how about this one? Nobody knows that for sure. Or my favorite, nah, do what you want. All three of those are allowed. But science-based, that's out. The internet may have jumped the gun on the news that scientists found a 500-year-old shark living near Greenland. It's just false, fake news. There's a chance that one of the sharks surveyed is over 200 years old, which would be common for these deep water cold sharks. You know why I know that? Because I watch River Monsters. And he caught one of these not too long ago, and he did it with a very charming British accent. So I'm way ahead of the internet on this one. There's no way that was 500 pounds. Maybe 200. This is a great find. Right after the commercial, you can watch me catch it. That was my River Monsters right there. And he does catch it every time. It's the best show on TV. Come back. Come back. The California Department of Health issued warnings for cell phones today. They advised that you keep the cell phone away from your body. Huh. Yep, this because of cell phone radiation. They said there's evidence that radiation could cause tumors. So that's news to guys like myself who keep the smartphone deep in my left pocket of my jeans. Real deep. To quote Adam Sandler, this could have been information I could have used yesterday! Was that a good Adam Sandler? Did I nail it there? No, I did not. The Rock and Roll McDonald's in River North is closing soon for renovations, and when they reopen, gone will be the rock and roll. That's right, you heard it here first. McDonald's killing rock and roll. To be fair, they've moved away from the rock and roll part in later years, and all that's left are a couple of pictures and R. Kelly. Remember that? Reports that R. Kelly used to hang out there all the time? Because, I don't know, there isn't an age limit. Google it. Sure. Star Wars is out, and people seem to like it. I don't know. I think Chewbacca's in it, maybe. Wait, is that a spoiler? I'm sorry, did I spoil? I didn't. Please, no spoilers. I'm only on the second one. Please, no spoilers. I mean, I hope they keep this Jar Jar Binks character. I really like him. He's good. Life of the party. Star Wars started in theaters last night. It'll probably stay in theaters till, I don't know, Cinco de Mayo. Good. That'll give me some time to change my Facebook profile pic. I'm still working on which maybe even the header picture. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. It's a big step. Maybe go new Kylo for the profile pic, then a black and white Ewok for the header. Shows how I like the old and the new. A lot of options. Big weekend choosing. In weather, I'm dreaming of a gray, rainy mid-30s Christmas. It's going to be in the 40s next week, but then it's going to rain right before Christmas. In sports, the streak continues. It's on you tonight, Bulls. After a combined 0-20, the Bulls, Blackhawks, and the Bears have bounced back to win the last 9 games. The Hawks kept it going with the dismantling of the Winnipeg Jets last night. See, this is what I'm talking about. The Jets are one of the top teams in the West, and boom, dismantled. The Hawks have life on the 4-game win streak. And now it's on you, the Chicago Bulls. They're in Milwaukee tonight for a date with the Greek Freak and the Bucks. It'll be a tough one, but if the Bulls can get the win, we're talking 5 in a row. That would make them 8-20, or make them 9-20. Somewhere, anyway, whatever. And still, long way to go, but nice little turnaround. And if they pull it off tonight, then the pressure to win will be on Mitch Trubisky in a very special Saturday game against the Detroit Lions. The Lions have something to play for, and that's trying to get a playoff spot, so it would be nice to spoil that, mostly because the Bears have yet to win against a divisional team this season. And that's ridiculous. So ridiculous. Even Dick Geron used to beat Tampa. The Lions are a different team since Calvin Johnson retired, but after Matt Stafford, I couldn't name one player on this Lions team. I mean, who's still playing for them? Is Eric Hipple the backup quarterback? How about Eddie Murray? He's still the place kicker? Eddie Murray, not the singer, but the place kicker? Benny Blades still manning the safety spot? And what about a DJ Dozier? Yeah, DJ Dozier still pounding a rock. The Lions. And that's your 80s Lions. The winter meetings have wrapped up in Orlando and the Cubs made some big moves, but it's the White Sox that have everybody talking. Sources say the Sox put in an impressive offer for Orioles superstar Manny Machado. It would take a lot of prospects to get him, and he's a free agent after next year's, but I love it! He's the real deal, maybe even better than Bryce Harper, and frankly, if the Sox can pull this off, baseball Christmas will have come early. You'll have a Cubs team fighting for the World Series and a Sox team that could possibly compete quicker than imagined. I hope it happens. I'd be the first to buy my knockoff Machado t-shirt from one of my Michigan Avenue guys. Moncada, Machado, and Abreu. I'm listening. Get Machado and go pay for Arrieta, too. Boom! Best season ever. And finally, tonight, December 15th, is the official last day for the old AOL Instant Messenger. That's tonight. AIM will be no longer. So in honor of this early technology, we can all bow our heads right now in a moment of bing bong. Bing bong! Bing bong! You've got mail. That's for you, AIM. That's for you. That's the carryout for December 15th. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. And in honor of this Jewish holiday, we've got latkes. Well, they're just smashed up French fries. Instead of sour cream, we have mayonnaise. But latkes! All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Sister Rosemary from Misericordia, Lois Gates as well, about the business of giving and receiving when it comes to charitable donations. That's coming up on the download on Chicago Business. And after that, we'll reload this week's news. 720 WGN. Stay with us.